The death of a Vermont inmate this past December is back in the news this week, along with an announcement of some changes at the Department of Corrections. The inmate, Kenneth Johnson, told staff that he couldn't breathe, but did not receive medical assistance and later died. An investigative report may be coming out as early as this week, and yesterday the state announced a new contractor has taken over medical services at Vermont's prisons, and other changes are underway. For more on this, VPR's Emily Corwin is here to help us understand what's going on. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Henry.
So first, can you tell us more about this inmate, Kenneth Johnson?
Yeah, so Kenneth Johnson was a 60-year-old black man. He was not yet convicted of any crime. He was charged with human trafficking and sexual assault. And he repeatedly told staff and medical workers that he couldn't breathe and was nevertheless denied medical care and ultimately died from an undiagnosed tumor that obstructed his airway. And Kenneth Johnson is, you know, certainly not the only person to die in Vermont custody over the last 5 to 10 years. So there's a number of investigations, at least one of which could be public as soon as this week. Interim Commissioner Jim Baker, who, to be clear, was not in charge at the time of Kenneth Johnson's death, but has since taken over corrections, he gave a press conference yesterday, likely to get out in front of this news with information about changes at the department, which, you know, he hopes will improve inmate medical care. During the press conference, he blamed systemic failures, both inside DOC and out, for failing to diagnose and prevent Kenneth Johnson's death.
The failure for our medical providers and the healthcare providers outside the facility not to have diagnosed Mr. Johnson's situation cost him his life on our watch inside corrections.
You know, so this kind of, you know, recognition of responsibility is not common in these situations, and it says something. And, you know, I'm curious to see what the reports will say.
Yeah, well, so tell us a little bit more about these reports and what we know, if anything, about what they might tell us.
Sure. So one of them from Disability Rights Vermont, while it's not public, it has already been delivered to DOC. And the director of Disabilities Rights, Ed Paquin, told me that they did conclude abuse and neglect had taken place and that failures by both DOC staff and the contracted medical staff had taken place. And I also talked to Emily Trito with the Prisoners' Rights Office. They are just finishing a second report, which may end up being public. And they both really emphasized that this happened because of a lack of oversight by the state of their medical contract and of the care that takes place inside Vermont prisons. Now, Vermont used to have a medical director who was a physician who oversaw the contract, but who was, you know, employed by the state. But for 5 years, it's only been an RN who has been overseeing the care inside prisons for the state. Now, of course, there's a doctor employed by the contractor who, you know, does provide care inside the prison. But what these organizations are saying is that they would like that person to have the training of a physician and the status of a physician in order to, you know, provide better oversight of the care.
Okay. Well, so DOC's Commissioner Jim Baker told reporters about some of these changes that he's making yesterday. And that includes what I mentioned at the top, which is a new contractor is being put in to provide prison medical services. But in terms of oversight, what changes is he making?
So Commissioner Baker announced a new relationship between DOC and another department, the Department of Health Access, which traditionally focuses on medical insurance, Medicaid type things. He said that the doctor there, Dr. Scott Strenio, will now play a role overseeing the contract.
So we now have a medical doctor providing clinical oversight and support to how we provide medical care within our system.
So I ran that by Ed Paquin, the head of disability rights. He's the one who, you know, conducted the investigation that's already in DOC's hands. He said this about Baker's announcement.
I think the department really has to have intimate knowledge of what is going on day to day with their contractors. And I think that's been lacking in the past. There needs to be leadership within the department that has the expertise to be able to monitor their contracts in a way that protects the health of all of the prisoners.
And then Commissioner Baker had one other announcement too, right?
That's right. He sort of announced the renaming and revamping of an Office of Professional Standards. And he introduced a longtime DOC staffer, Heather Simons, as that office's new director. And the idea, he said, is to do a number of things with this office, to increase staff diversity, resilience, retention, and to hold everyone at DOC to high standards.
That's VPR's Emily Corwin. Emily, thanks so much for this.
Thanks, Henry.